ABC Radio Australia.
Now, landowners in PNG's New Ireland province want the Prime Minister to come back from the UN Oceans Conference and put his opposition to deep-sea mining into practice by cancelling the mining leases connected to the controversial Sawara 1 project. This follows an expression of support for the project by New Ireland's governor, who believes new and improved mining technology will minimise environmental impact. But landowners and another provincial governor are not convinced. Belinda Cora with this report.
The much-talked-about Solwara 1 project in New Ireland province aims to mine polymetallic sulfide deposits at the bottom of the Bismarck Sea of New Ireland. This has never been done on a commercial scale anywhere, and back in 2011, the PNG government became the first in the world to issue exploration and mining leases for a deep-sea mining project. Despite historical community opposition to the project, New Ireland Governor Walter Schnaubelt recently released a statement and says he now supports it because of new mining technology he believes will minimize the environmental impact. Eugen Schulz is from the Alliance of Solwara Warriors, an activist group that represents the interests of communities surrounding the project area.
It doesn't actually entirely sit well with majority of us, mainly because the few things that was mentioned in the statement about unqualified individuals. He's also an unqualified person to make the final decision to push for the project.
The project seemed dead in the water back in 2019 when the proponent, Canadian company Nautilus, went bankrupt and was placed into liquidation. But it resurfaced in 2023 when the government revealed a new company, Deep Sea Mining Finance, had purchased the Solwara leases when the remains of Nautilus were sold out. Deep Sea Mining Finance's local arm, New Solwara, has recently held discussions with the New Ireland provincial government about its future plans. But Mr. Schulz believes the new technology the governor is basing his decision on needs more scrutiny.
The reality of these latest technologies, they have never been trialed anywhere else in the world. Nautilus basically came to PNG and sold a concept, and they sold it so well that the PNG government at that time bought it. So after they bought it, both parties then came to learn that the project was just basically a concept idea, and that Nautilus never had the financial capacity at that time to progress anything forward.
Also sounding a note of caution is the governor of Oro Province, Gary Jufa.
First and foremost, carry out a proper feasibility study. Ask your coastal communities what they want. Secondly, get eminent scientists, independent experts to do an assessment on the potential repercussions of this activity on the environment and on the livelihoods of our people. Our provincial government will be seeking legal advice as to what to do about this. We are very concerned that this may have an impact on our communities as well, given the fact that it's in the ocean. We are very concerned about the negative impact that it'll have not only on the fragile ecosystems in the ocean, but also on the livelihoods of our people who depend on the ocean for their income, for their lives, for their way of living.
Jufa says the risks are still too high.
Most countries do not want this because they listen to their scientists who have said that the unknowns are too great to ignore. This is something that a number of eminent scientists have spoken up against.
Last week at the UN Oceans Conference in France, PNG Prime Minister James Marape told world leaders his government does not support seabed mining because there's not enough evidence to its safety. It's the second time he's made a public declaration of his opposition to the practice. The first was back in 2023 when he signed up to a deep-sea mining moratorium with other leaders at the Melanesian Spearhead Group. Despite that, the Solwara 1 leases remain active, and New Solwara even conducted exploratory work last year. Eugen Schulz wants Mr. Marape to ensure his commitment is reflected on ground.
Cancel everything. Until then, the country will believe you. If not, then those of us, the few unqualified individuals, will still be here to maintain the challenge against the government of the day. We all know that development comes at a cost.
Meanwhile, a memorandum of understanding between New Solwara and the New Ireland provincial government is currently being drafted ahead of an expected final investment decision by the company, which is expected at the end of the month.